Hey, podcast listeners, welcome inside the broadcast booth. Brian right here riding solo today, and welcome to season number 2, episode number 8. Just got back from a great Align Technology, the makers of Invisalign practice development workshop in Detroit, Michigan. Really what those are more business development workshops, or just absolutely great events that we're getting feedback from the doctors. And for those of you listening that were at the event, it was nice meeting all of you. You guys gave great feedback that it was the best event you've ever attended. And we're getting more and more of that feedback as we go on with these events. And it's actually some of the themes that we're going to be talking about today on how lost opportunity kills. And it really hurts even the most successful practices. So really, no matter where you're at in your practice life, whether you're just rocking and rolling as a practice, whether you're struggling to even get a new patient, all of it matters to your ultimate success that you will have and how much money you're going to lose and probably in the process not even know about throughout your career. So we're going to be talking about all of that. It's really been a theme lately about how to gain better visibility of your practice by tracking data that others do not track. And that really goes back to, and we have an upcoming episode about what the inside-out growth approach, what all it entails. But that really as a company is what we teach, is to have better visibility of lost opportunities, constantly be focusing on how to convert better, because those same strategies will get you more new patients than outside advertising is capable of doing anyway. So, but it all starts by having that visibility, and that's why our employee performance indicators courses are so popular. And thank you to all those people that used your promo codes for our store to get that course from this past event, and then also those who have listened to our past couple episodes, the podcast, we've given out some codes to use as well. So good job jumping on that. So here on a beautiful day in Houston, Texas, looking out the window at a single-engine Cessna, we have a flight school right around the corner from us where we live in the golf course. And right now they're doing some nosedives and some pretty cool things over the golf course that I'm looking at. So pretty neat. Great day here. Looking forward to a great episode. Before we get started, let's fire up the music.
Welcome to the New Patient Group Podcast, where doctors and other healthcare professionals crush their competition with innovative business, marketing, psychology, and entrepreneurial strategies. Learn how to better the patient experience, improve employee and management performance, and how to best increase conversions, efficiencies, referrals, profitability, revenue, and more. Learn from 5-star customer service, psychology, business, and marketing gurus, top producing clinicians, and the most successful entrepreneurs throughout a multitude of industries. Now your hosts, practicing doctor and president of OfficeAutomated.com, Robert Barton, and the CEO of New Patient Group, consultant and speaker for Align Technology, the makers of Invisalign, author for the Benson Koppel resource, featured in the Dental Economics Ask the Expert section, and international 5-star customer service guru and life coach, with companies featured in Forbes, CNBC, and the National Journal, Brian Wright.
Hey, everybody. Welcome inside the broadcast booth. Looking forward to talking about these lost opportunity measures today because it's a real passion of mine, really, as a company, New Patient Group. That's really inevitably what we teach more than anything else we do, is how you get the visibility of your lost opportunities and then how you train your people to convert them and turn their weaknesses into their strengths in order for you to build your employees, in order for them to build your business, your practice, your organization. Now, that also goes in your digital side. There's lots of lost opportunities with how social media is handled, how websites are designed, because people can hit your social media channels, they can hit your website and not call your practice or request or schedule an online appointment either. Those obviously go into the lost opportunities. So when you combine those two together, how you convert digitally, how you convert internally at the highest levels, what happens is not only do you grow like crazy, but you also organically create new patient opportunities at a higher level and also better quality new patients coming into your organization through referrals. And all of that is better than what outside advertising is capable of doing anyway. So that's really inevitably what the inside-out growth approach is that we talk about. There's actually going to be an upcoming podcast that dives a lot deeper into that. And that is why it's our passion, because it's my passion on how you have visibility and correct those lost opportunities. When I was just in Detroit for the Align Practice Development Workshop last Friday, we were out at a restaurant. We actually went there back-to-back nights because their food is excellent. Their drinks were good. The appetizers, the entrees, the desserts, everything was excellent, top-notch. Actually had the same thing both nights because the first night it was so good. But the point is, when I was sitting there, I got into a discussion with the two people, Abby and Dr. Walt, that I was speaking with at this prior event. And just talking about, geez, I can't get it out of my mind when I actually drive my wife, Krista, nuts sometimes, because no matter where we go, whether it's a retail store, a restaurant, a practice, whatever it might be, my mind instantly goes into the amount of lost opportunities that occur every single day inside their business that they probably don't have any idea that are occurring. And that's why these employee performance indicator courses, one, why they're so popular, but I think we talk very passionately about it, as well as the training. But the point is at that restaurant, and this happens so much, everybody, you've all been to a restaurant like this, where at the end of the meal, the waiter comes up and says, are we going to be having any dessert tonight? That's basically what they leave it at. And it's always been frustrating for me, one, because the waiters don't track any numbers on, you know, between the tables they showed the dessert tray to versus tables they didn't, and they just asked. And the restaurant clients I've worked with in the past, that's one of the employee performance indicators that we have waiters manually track, is they track data on, okay, I showed the table the dessert tray and I talked this specific way, this is what my conversion was to dessert sales. And versus when I did it and I didn't have a dessert tray, what it was. And you have visibility on exactly what you need to know to be able to improve at your organization that restaurants just don't have. Very, very few restaurants have visibility. But the point is that if you have visibility of it, then you train the waiters to come out, and we see it with, again, with restaurants I've worked with in the past, their dessert sales skyrocket just from doing the just from doing what I'm going to be talking about right now, is the fact not only, and it doesn't end with a tray. See, a lot of restaurants or a lot of people out there may be thinking, well, yeah, you bring a tray, obviously you're going to increase your sales, which is kind of a no-brainer that everybody agrees with, but it doesn't stop there. What the waiter has to do is the waiter needs to come up to the table, and this is where the training comes in and why your people have to be educated and be able to articulate everything you do as an organization, whether it's your practice or this restaurant example, and say and bring up to the bring the tray to the table and say, hey guys, got some exciting things to show you here. This is our dessert tray, but I want to narrow it down to two for you, okay? Based off of the wine you had, you know, Mr. Wright, you had the red Zinfandel, and Abby, you had the Chardonnay. And based on what you guys had, I'm going to narrow it down to two for you. And I really think this is going to pair well with your entire meal, really top it off so your experience is great tonight. And the first one is this homemade cheesecake. We make that in-house. The ingredients are, you know, and you really describe the ingredients and how great they are and why that cheesecake is so fabulous. Or we have this chocolate desiccant cake, also made in-house, one of our chef's specialties, and really, really goes well with that Chardonnay you just had. And you get the point out there. And then at the end, you say, which will you be having tonight? Or let's go ahead and why don't I just bring out both, and you can just pick and you can pick off of each other's as an example, okay? If you do that language with that kind of presentation, your dessert sales skyrocket as an organization. They go way up. No different than your practice, okay? This is why your employees have to be trained on very specific ways to speak about every single aspect of the appointment process. The reason being is, and this is, it's not like this is rocket science for listeners out there, but I do think it gets lost in the shuffle because while a lot of it is common sense, there's very few practices that look at what I'm about to describe, okay? Competition is something we view very differently. One, we view competition as anywhere that somebody can choose to spend their disposable income. I very much believe that a flat screen TV is one of the biggest competitions that an orthodontic, dental, or other types of practices have, but especially in orthodontics and in dentistry. You know, people are constantly bombarded with information out there, commercials on TV, billboards, radio, social media, about what it is they should buy, what it is they should care about, and their minds are bombarded with it. Meanwhile, they're not bombarded with the brand awareness from your orthodontic practice, your dental practice. You get the point. So these other things that they could choose to spend their money on, whether it be for themselves or their kids or maybe both, is on their mind all the time when your practice is not. And it's a real lost opportunity when it comes to the digital presence, but every other aspect of the appointment process as well, because every single aspect of the appointment process, that particular employee needs to be able to articulate the value of what it is you offer at a high enough level to set the next employee up for success. So that is why not only is that your competition, but also the person in the practice down the street is your competition. Whether there's some practices that think the practice down the street is their competition, others go, we're way better. They're not our competition. Reality of the situation is they are, okay? And here's why. Step one of the appointment process is your digital presence, all right? Your digital presence meaning that when they're online and they're typing in, Invisalign in Houston, Texas, or dentist, and whatever the search term is, orthodontist in Houston, Texas, orthodontist in Kingwood, Texas, that's a place I grew up, or, you know, clear aligners near me, Invisalign near me, whatever it might be. You're in competition with whoever shows up for those search terms as well. Are you showing up? Is your competition showing up and not you? Are you just showing up? Where do you rank in all the search terms that somebody could type in for your organization as comparison to the people around you? That's step one. You have to win that battle, meaning your website has to be better than theirs. The content on your website has to be better than theirs. You can't have stock image photos. If you're a website out there that has stock image photos and no videos of your practice, you lose, okay? That worked 5, 10 years ago, doesn't work anymore. Your website has to be you. If you go to newpatientgroup.com or npguniversity.com, you notice that we have videos of us on every page. Our photos are all our team. That is what your organization should have as well, regardless whether you're a restaurant, whether you're an orthodontic practice, dental practice, oil and gas company, the list goes on. It doesn't matter. In today's competitive marketplace and how busy people are and how much they're bombarded with information, your digital presence has to be you. What are you posting on your social media channels? Is it stuff that's just pertaining to your business, or is it some really cool stuff that shows off your personality? Maybe you like to ski and you went skiing last week. Did you take video of you going down the mountain? Did you go out to dinner? Did you get the waiter to shoot a video of you and your wife having a nice night out? Social media is all about your personality, especially now more than ever. So all of those things not only lead to lost opportunities, but if you do them better, which you need to do, see, you win that battle. You're putting more value on your organization, on your practice, than the person down the street. You're also possibly putting more value on your organization than other places they could choose to spend their disposable income, which leads to a couple things happening. Either maybe you have an online scheduler and they schedule online, or they submit a request. What's most likely to happen, though, even in today's marketplace, this is lessening, but still, it still leads the world, as opposed to all the scheduling options, is they pick up the phone and they call you, okay, is regarding your practice. There's other businesses where online stuff is completely taken over. In the practice, people still call for the most part. So then your competition is your receptionist versus the other receptionist that that person probably called when doing a search as well. Now, that's why the receptionist has to be, you have to train them in a way to understand that when they answer the phone, most likely the new patient they're talking to is that is that you're the second practice, maybe even the third, sometimes more practices that they've called, which means you instantly have to be, and we have a podcast coming up that's going to talk about how to best sell yourself and the importance of selling you in a competitive marketplace. That's why the receptionist has to immediately go in to value articulation using very specific verbiage on why you're the place to be. Not only are you the place to be over the other practices that were called, but you're also the place to be over the other places like a Best Buy and a flat screen TV that they can choose to spend their disposable income. And see, that receptionist is now setting up the next person in line for success. We teach very much, is what our receptionist course is all about, is 1 5-star customer service through consumer psychology to give them the best experience, okay? But also, it is how you articulate and use the consumer language to your advantage to give them a great experience, but be able to speak in a way that articulates that value to get them to start day one if you're an orthodontic practice. If you're some other type of practice, it is how do you get them converted for life? If you're a GP practice out there, obviously you have more of a recurring revenue stream model, then how do you get them already bought into your entire organization before they even show up? Next step, they show up to the appointment. You're in competition with exactly what happens from the time they step through the door to all of the other competition out there. And see, every one of these steps represents one of two things, either a lost opportunity or a conversion. Because conversion is not just, hey, did they buy from you? Of course, that's conversion. But conversion is, did they convert on your digital presence? Yes or no? Did they convert when they called your practice? Did the receptionist track that? Yes or no? Then when they walked in, how did that go? Then the next step, So it's every step of the appointment process, which is exactly what New Patient Group teaches, is how to be better and how to convert via every aspect of the appointment process. Now, how does that all tie into lost opportunities and the numbers? And that's what we're going to slowly, surely get into today. I want to start because we were just talking about the receptionist. Now, we've done multiple studies for years, whether it be in plastic surgery, whether it be in orthodontics, whether it be in dentistry or some other alternative specialty practice. And the average practice, and these are the ones that are better, by the way, the average practice loses about 2 to 5 plus new patients a month. Depending on the size of your organization, it could actually be 2 to 10 new patients a month per location, simply with the receptionist. Now, the amount of these lost opportunities, of course, it depends on the size of the practice. If you have 15 locations and you have 30 incoming calls a day, your lost opportunities are going to be far greater than a single-owned practice with one receptionist, all right? The problem is a 30-location practice can still grow like crazy and be successful even when they're losing 10 new patients per location every month. So that is why sometimes organizations like that, they don't even feel the pain. They don't see the lost opportunities. They still see growth because they're dumping money into generating more new calls. They may even look at a postcard campaign and go, yeah, we generated a pretty good return. How we look at that, we go, yeah, but you also lost 20 new patients that should have been scheduled because of mistakes made by your receptionist. So meanwhile, the return is good, but it could have been worth another $100,000 just by having visibility and oversight of the numbers and then properly training the receptionist. Now, the single practice that loses 2 or 3, that impact is enormous because that could be $15,000 a month you're losing just by having 2 or 3 lost opportunities on the phones. And that is the impact that the visibility has. Is first you have to know. You have to know that data and you have to have visibility of it on a monthly basis so you know, so you can make an educated decision as a management team, as a CEO, doctor out there, on what training and what moves you need to make. Until you have the visibility, you literally are operating blind and you don't have a baseline to know if it's getting better. So I want to go into these numbers on the phones here for just a little bit, okay? There's a company out there, it's called EasyBee, and they talk about, they do a lot of cool studies. One of the studies they talked about is how 70% of people surveyed found that they would end a relationship with any kind of business because of poor phone etiquette. Now that goes for two things. Maybe they're already an existing client, existing customer, existing patient of a particular business, and they will leave that and go somewhere else depending on if that phone etiquette is poor or not. Same way with new clients, new customers, new patients, perspectives out there. They will not even choose to begin the relationship in to begin with if the receptionist does not have good phone etiquette, okay, if they have poor phone etiquette. Now, there's a company called Main Street ROI. They do a lot of, you know, what kind of money are you losing via not having the visibility of stats, okay? And one of the ones I want to talk about today is the true cost of mishandled calls. Now, this is not one that they did. This is data that we're putting together based on the lost opportunities that we see when we begin tracking EPIs with clients, as well as other studies I've done for years being in the healthcare profession of lost opportunities. So that's where the numbers are going to come from today. But this company, Main Street ROI, does that kind of thing. I really like digging into some of their stats. And for the purpose of what I'm going to talk about today, let's say your practice is one of the best, all right? I'm not one of these people, and I think you guys know this listening to the podcast, and it really drives me nuts when companies try to just come out with this crazy data to make it look like you're losing $50 million a year. That's not what we're all about. What we are about, we try to take a very conservative approach with the numbers to say, hey, look, even if you're the best at what you do, this is probably right around what you're losing on a monthly and yearly basis just with each aspect of your organization. So let's say you're one of the best in the business. If you're one of the best, you're losing about 2 new patient phone calls a month per location, all right? So the examples we're going to give is probably more for, I'm going to talk more about if you're a single location out there, because I don't want to get too complex with the numbers. So what you're going to have to do if you're an organization that has 2 locations or 3 or 20 or whatever it may be, you're going to have to just do a math calculator because this is on a per location basis. Now, it's also hard for a lot of people to believe this, and it is because, and this always happens to the doctors out there listening, if you're a doctor that thinks, whether it be your receptionist, your TC, the no-shows you have as an organization, the doctor exam, whatever it might be, if you think that there aren't lost opportunities happening and that you're converting everybody, it is the wrong mindset. That is the mindset that we try to shift on this podcast and as a company, is that the finest CEOs, regardless of profession, it's the same way with the most successful practices all the way to the most successful companies outside of healthcare. The focus is always on conversion because the finest CEOs know there's always lost opportunities, always. And you are completely blind. Management teams, listen out there. If you think that you don't have holes in the boat all over your organization, now they may be better than what other people have, but if you don't think that there's holes via every aspect of the appointment process, that is the mindset you need to change in order to significantly grow your organization while reducing outside advertising expenses or eliminating them at the same time. All right? So back to the point, back to this example. I want you guys, if you're in a place where you can't take notes, you know, come back and listen to this podcast a second or third time, have a calculator out and kind of do your own math based on what you, the cost of treatment you have at your organization and all of that, because these are going to be example numbers. They may not be right to a point of what you charge as a practice, but they're probably going to be close. It'll help build that image. So assuming you lose 2 new patients per month per location, you're looking at 24 lost new patients a year, okay, 24. Now, let's say your average treatment fee is $5,500. It obviously could be lower, it might be higher, but let's say your average treatment fee is $5,500 and your close ratio as a practice is 70%. Now, 70% is good in terms of it's higher than the national average. It's poor in terms of, you know, our clientele, we teach you should have a 95 or above percent same day start or same day financial commitment. Now, obviously that excludes, you know, little Timmy comes in and you've got to put them into some kind of recall situation because they can't get started today. So that 70% conversion rate means that you would lose an average of 16.8 new patients a month or a year, excuse me, with an average treatment fee of $5,500. Let me go back to that. So the average treatment fee is $5,500. And we're going to assume a 70% close rate, all right? So that means doing the math, you would multiply 24 new patients times 0.70, that close rate, and that gives us 16.8 new patients a year times that average treatment fee of $5,500. Now, what that equates to is a production loss in 1 year of $92,400. Think about that for a second. Just losing 2 new patients a month via one aspect of your organization, in this case talking about the receptionist, you lost $92,400 in 1 year of revenue that you otherwise would have had. Now, it gets worse than that because let's use an Invisalign starts as an example, all right? We're going to use, and again, you guys hear me talk about this in a lot of our training courses that people buy off our store and here. The reason why we use Invisalign is because 98%+ of consumers out there know what it is, and there's so many doctors out there that do it, regardless of what type of doctor you are, okay? It's a very popular thing that people do. So that's why we use it. But you can substitute any treatment in place of that, and these things work out the same way, all right? So in addition to that $90,000+ a year that you just lost, you're also losing Invisalign starts in this example, which means you lose opportunities to lower your lab fee, move up the search rankings in the doctor locator, receive additional patient referrals because the patients in Invisalign, it's one of the reasons why we're big believers of it as a company, is because one, all the consumers know out there who it is. You get in any Uber car and you say, have you heard of Invisalign? The Uber driver is going to say yes. People know the name, all right? And in addition, they refer at a very high level, far higher levels than other treatments out there. So because you're losing those 2 new patients a month, 24 a year, and then doing the math, you're at 16.8, you're also losing a lot of referral opportunities, all right? And because you've never even had these patients to begin with, and this is that lost opportunity cost that just domino effects off of itself, because you, since you don't even know the data to begin with, there's no way to even put your finger on it. Then it multiplies because you can't put your finger on it. You have no starting point. You have no foundation. All right, so let's say you would have gotten 10 patient referrals from those 16 new patients you lost, okay? Our practices, we teach that for every start you receive, you should get at least one referral. There's very specific methods that we teach But if you're anything less than one referral per start, you have training to do. Again, that's where you have to know how many you have now. If you don't know how many you have now per start, it's very hard to know if you're improving it, all right? So back to this example. If you lost just 2 new patients per month, 24 a year, on the phones, that you're already losing a double-digit amount and you can add another 10, so now you're at 34 new patients per year that you're losing, all right? 24 from 2 lost opportunities by your receptionist every single month. Again, per location. So this is multiply. You have 10 locations. You need to multiply this stuff and do the math. But you are up to 34, assuming that you would have received 10 patient referrals from those 24 new patients in a year. Okay. So you're up to 34 new patients per year you've lost. All right. So now let's redo the math. So let's say again, your average treatment fee is $5,500 and your close ratio as a practice is 70%. Now that means that 34 new patients lost every year with a 70% treatment acceptance. Now you are up to 23.8 new patients at an average treatment fee of $5,500. This now means that your production loss in one calendar year is $130,900. And this is how this stuff builds off of itself. It's also why, this is a little off topic, but I think important to have the discussion. This is also why the Invisalign starts in practices, there are hundreds of them lost every single day in every single major city across the globe. The clinical training, like when you're starting more Invisalign cases out there, there's clinical training that's obviously important. Doctors, if you're not clinically confident, you're obviously not going to do more Invisalign cases because you're going to be too scared to say, yes, I'm prescribing you Invisalign. Your default's going to go back to braces or something else. We all know that. Scanning with the iTero machine, guys, if you want to start more Invisalign cases starting immediately, you need to start scanning every new patient with the iTero machine. Those two things have a major impact on more case starts. And there's data that proves that. But what is not tracked, whether it be Align Technology as a company or practices individually, it isn't ours, is the lost opportunities that keep the doctor from having clinical training and the iTero scan from even happening to begin with. Because doctors out there, until they say yes and give you your money, like we were talking about, your clinical abilities, you're not able to show them off, as well as the iTero machine. You've got to get them through the door first to be able to iTero scan more people. So all these lost opportunities keep those two things that move the needle from happening at a higher level because there's not as many patients to do it because you lost them. Or you did it, you did a great doctor exam, clinically confident, scan with the iTero machine, then the person presenting money comes in and they don't know how to properly present based on the buying type of the consumer. They don't have proper psychology training. They don't properly overcome certain objections and you lose it there. And that's why the competition is every aspect of the appointment. That's why doctors, the only time you're in competition with another doctor is in the doctor exam. It's also via how well you run your organization versus how well that other doctor runs it. So all of this adds up to lost opportunities for Invisalign starts because you can't scan more patients if your receptionist doesn't convert them. You can't convert more people with your clinical confidence if your TC can't close them. You get the point. And that's how this just domino effects off of itself one after another and why each step of the appointment process, you're in competition with yourself, another practice, and anything else people see value in to spend their disposable income. It's so readily prevalent today. Now that production loss, back to the example, that production loss that you're up to $130,900 in one calendar year. Now let's look at something that a lot of people forget, okay? This is Main Street ROI talks a lot about this, and this is really what they get into is your lost opportunity on your marketing dollars. So let's say you're spending money to generate those new patient calls to begin with. All right, if you're out there spending, whether it be a postcard campaign, pay-per-click, SEO, social media, whatever it might be, let's say you're out there spending money to get your phones to increase the incoming call volume. All right, so let's take a look at that for a second and again, see how this builds off of. So let's say you're spending $5,000 every month on a campaign that generates 10 new patient phone calls that month or every month. All right, that means when you break it down, that you're spending about $500 per new patient phone call. So every single time that phone rings, it's costing you $500. That is from CEO to CEO out there, CEO to management team, how you have to be looking at your organization. Because if you're charged, if you're spending $5,000 to drive 10 new patient calls, great, okay? If you schedule a few of them, you're going to make that return back, no doubt about it. But that's not how I want you looking at your organization. I want you going far more in depth. So taking that example, according to the example we're talking about as well, you're losing $1,000 per month and $12,000 per year via lost conversions on the new patient phone call. And where that number comes from, if you're losing an average of 2 new patients with your receptionist every single month, and it's an average of $500 you're spending to drive a new patient call based on that marketing example we're talking about, that's where that $1,000 comes from. So if you're losing 2 and it's $500 per phone call generated, you're losing $1,000 a month and $12,000 a year. So now what that means is that your production loss, like we said before, based off of what your receptionist is losing, if you have a 70% treatment conversion rate, then if you add on the referrals that you're losing, you're up to $130,900 yearly. Now you're also looking at a $12,000 yearly loss in your marketing investment because of those lost calls. So now you're looking at $142,900 yearly in lost money, whether it be via treatment starts, lost conversions that hurt your what you're investing on marketing. And that's how this stuff compounds, $142,000 yearly. Now, in a decade, what does that equate to? That equates to $1,714,800 in one decade that you've lost if you're good. And that is just via one aspect of the appointment process. Most practices are losing more than 2 new patients a month on the phone call. We know this because our clients track the data. That's one of the very first things we do, because you have to have a starting baseline of what's going on via every aspect of the appointment process. So $1,714,000 is what you're losing in one decade. Every location you have. That's the scary thing. If you're out listening and you have 30 locations, 10 locations, 12, whatever it might be, you're multiplying the $1,714,800 times every location you have. And that's what you're losing each decade per location. It's why the phones are so important, but the point being all this is it's happening via every aspect of the appointment process. Unfortunately, people just don't know. And that's why I wanted to have a podcast today about what these numbers actually mean, okay? Because if you go back, and now let's say, let's take a look at your no-shows. And let's say you're having 10 new patient no-shows a month, all right? Now, that's a lot. Now, so for some practices, it's more than that. If you're a really busy GP practice, I've seen way more than that. I've seen more than that just in the hygiene department, okay? Now, those may not be new patient no-shows. That would be your EPI for your existing patient no-shows. And remember, the EPI's employee performance indicator is any statistic that you can train to and hold people accountable for getting better. It's basically what people can control, all right? You can't control hygiene production. You can't control production. You can't control treatment starts. You can't train and hold people accountable to that. What you can train to, we've talked about it so many times, is you cannot hold people accountable for more referrals. But what you can hold them accountable for is asking more patients for referrals. You can train to that, on how to better ask, on how not to come off as a car salesman when you ask. And you can hold people accountable for asking every patient every time they come in contact with them. And that's a number that should be tracked. I asked 8 patients today. I asked 5 patients today. Every year, you should know how many employees ask for referrals, how many times, and broken down on an organizational basis and each individual employee. You know, Janice, she asked 450 times this year. Okay, one of the things you want to see from Janice is get to 500 the following year, because organically, when you do that, you grow your referrals. But if you refuse to track the data, because it takes a couple extra minutes a day, and by the way, that's all it takes, then you are not going to have visibility of this. You're going to be one of those organizations, like the majority, the 99%ers we talk about on here, that says, okay, you know, we produce 100,000 this month. Really, let's see, I think we should get to 120 a month this year, and everyone's going to get a bonus every time we do it. Okay, well, good luck getting there. If you get there, it's actually by luck because you have no idea why you got there to begin with or didn't get there to begin with. You don't know how many you're losing on the phones, the TC presentation, how to fix your no-shows, list goes on and on. So if you add to that 1,700,000 plus in a decade per location loss, now let's throw in the new patient numbers. All right, let's say you had the 10 new patients or 10 new patients with no-shows. And let's say you just lost that for the entire year. Forget month. We're going to give a very conservative number. All right, you had less than one new patient no-show your organization. All right, now that right there is an additional $55,000 using the $5,500 average treatment fee that you just lost as an organization if that's what you charge as an average treatment fee. So now you're adding $55,000 to that example every single year.
I mean, do the math. I mean, you're looking at $55,000 over the course of a year. Now multiply that times a decade.
And if you have visibility of this data, what it does, because if you now add that plus the 1,714 that we were talking about earlier, so 714, I think it was 800. I'm actually doing this math on the calculator right now. Now you're looking at $2,264,800 in one decade of lost opportunity simply by not having the visibility of it, one, and two, not training people on how to improve their weaknesses and build on their strengths.
Now, the reality of the situation is that most practices lose far more than the conservative number we're even talking about as it relates to no-shows. And meanwhile, these are the same practices out spending money on outside advertising. Just drives me crazy. It's very hard to change this mentality. Even once you show the numbers to a lot of people, they'll still go out and spend all this money outside their doors. So between the two examples, you're looking at more than $2 million in lost revenue over the course of a decade. That is why the training and the conversion focus, the inside-out growth approach, is so important, everyone. Pay attention to the numbers.
And see, this doesn't even talk about the doctor exam and how you are talking in the doctor exam. This doesn't talk about the TC presentation and how one TC may have success over another. Just the other day, we were talking, well, doctors listening today, if you were at the Detroit PDW event, you saw this on the video because I put together a video for you that talks about this. Matter of fact, this video that I'm talking about right now is on, if you go to newpatientgroup.com and you type, or excuse me, if you click on how we can help, on the Why Us page, I believe it's on the Why Us when you click there. It may be the Our Services, but I believe it's the Why Us. If you scroll down under the content, that video right there is kind of an overview of how all this works and how you put it all together. It's a really cool video. But one of the things it talks about in a client of ours that we gain visibility is that when one person presents money, I'm obviously not going to use names, when one person presents money, their treatment acceptance is right around 85%. Now, that's well above the national average. It's still 10% lower than, and that's the beauty of if you're using our in-house or webinar coaching program. What's really cool about these stats that we have you track is because now the coach has oversight. So the coach knows exactly what to train to for you, all right? Our practice virtual platform, you know how to do it because you have not only visibility of the stats, but then all of our training curriculum library is sitting there. So you're able to go and put your employees in front of the training videos that in turn improve their performance to fix the lost opportunities that are occurring in your organization. It's such a streamlined way to run a business from a visibility, training, accountability standpoint. Now, we looked at this example and an 85% treatment acceptance rate. It's not bad. Like I was saying, it's not bad at all. And that's why employees listening out there, management listening out there, that these stats are not all about, well, I get to fire somebody because they're not good. No, that's not what it's about. Or employees, this is not, you know, this is not for your disadvantage. This is for your advantage. We talk about it all the time. What these stats show is no different than what a coach in baseball would do. Okay, you want to improve somebody's batting average? Well, you don't track the batting average. You track hand position, bat speed, weight balance. That's what you track. And then you have visibility of that, and you improve that, and the average goes up because of it. It goes up way more than if you've sat there and focused on the batting average. Weight loss. You guys have heard in previous podcasts how weight loss associated, the people who are successful at it, which is not many, there's a high failure rate with weight loss. There's even a higher failure rate with people who keep it off after they lose. But the ones who are successful don't look at the scale. Looking at the scale is like looking at referrals, treatment starts, hygiene production, Invisalign starts, collections. That's the equivalent of you looking at a scale when you're trying to lose weight. That's not the way to do it. The way to do it is, if you're losing weight, is tracking your daily calories and then entering them into an app or at least somewhere so you have visibility that your daily calorie intake is going down. And as long as that continues, there's other stats that are important too, but the point is that's the focus. So therefore, if you get on the scale and the scale isn't yet going in the direction you want it to, you don't get discouraged and quit because your focus is on the calories which you see are going down, which means inevitably your end result, which is weight loss, that's going to be a success for you. But the 99%ers are looking at the scale, and it's no different than your practice out there. It's no different. The 99%, probably you listening, you're looking at the scale. You're looking at production, collections, new patients, referrals, treatment starts, Invisalign starts, whatever it may be. That's not the right thing to look at. That in itself creates lost opportunities. Does it mean they can't get better? Of course not. There's a lot of very successful practices out there producing millions that don't do this. The point, though, is that they would double in size in a year if they knew and had visibility of this stuff. It's so critically important that you have this visibility. So whether a coach improves it, whether you can improve it, whatever it might be. Because that treatment acceptance example that I was talking about, when we were looking at it, and that one was 85%, again, not bad. Could be better, though. The other treatment coordinator at that practice was a 42%. Basically cut in half when one person presents versus when another. Now, most practices don't have visibility of that. So when we gain visibility of that as an organization working with them, it's one of the reasons why they've had a record year in just 11 months. A record year. Because they've gone, oh, so for this many years, you know, TCA has really kind of killed the practice. She's a great person. That's the thing. This isn't a, okay, now you go fire her. That's not what you do. But now you give that particular TC, or if it's another terminology used in your practice, financial experts, one we love. Now you give that person the training to get to 50%. All right? Now that 8% organically grows your organization probably more than any outside advertising campaign does. Then the following year, the following 6 months, you want to see that go up 10%. And you want to see the batting average is going up, but the focus is not on the batting average. The focus is constantly on the things that you should be tracking that organizations don't, for all kinds of reasons. Is it work? Of course it's work. But that's why you outsource these things to your employees. You build your employees so they in turn build your business. This is also the things that you should be bonusing your employees on. You don't bonus employees on production collections. That's how healthcare consultants have taught it for years. That's why we're so important in healthcare, because of the competitive landscape of it now, is now it's a business. Some people don't like hearing that, but because there's so many choices out there, whether you like it or not, it's a business now. It's a commodity in most of the consumers' minds. That does not diminish the clinical importance of it all, but the clinical importance, like we said, only comes in play if you're able to get people to say yes to you and give you their money. Until then, it's not even in play. It's why each appointment process, digital, phone call, all the way to the TC presentation everywhere in between. It's why it all matters in beating your competition. But it's why it all matters in going into these lost opportunities as well. I mean, you're looking at, if you add the TC stats that we looked at over the other day, you're now looking at close to $4 million in a decade of lost revenue. $4 million. Now do the math. If you have a 70% overhead as a practice, in 10 years, how much money have you lost? Or if you do it the other way around, how much money could you potentially gain? And it's not hard. That's the beauty part. Is training and accountability difficult? Sure it is. It's more difficult than just dumping your money, and that's why I believe a lot of people do it. The easiest thing is to just go dump your money in outside advertising. That's simple. Anybody can do that. And then you just hope for the best. And that's why the top 1%ers, they go just the extra mile with 1, the visibility, 2, the training, 3, the accountability to the training. And when you do that, you can't be stopped. But I really wanted to get a point across to everybody today is just those numbers and how they add up. Now, in all of those are lost Invisalign starts, lost whatever other treatment starts you do at your practice. If you're a GP practice, obviously you do a lot more than an orthodontic practice. If you're a plastic surgeon listening out there, it works for everybody. It very much applies, and that's why that restaurant example, to begin all this, I wanted to paint that image, is that that restaurant that we ate at that was so, so good, they don't have the proper visibility of their numbers, and they don't have the proper training in place to increase those numbers. And that's a place that easily grows their dessert sales 30%+ in just a few months by doing it the way I talked about as an example early on. But the waiters would have to track the data in order for them to know. The employee performance indicators specialize in visibility of your organization in ways that key performance indicators simply cannot. They simply cannot. So that $3 or $4 million loss per decade per location out there, you have 5 locations, that's $15 or $20 million in lost revenue. 20 locations, 30, 800, you do the math. This is how important this stuff is, how important it is, how passionate we are. If it's reps out there listening, how important it is for you to get your practices to track and have visibility of this information. Doctors out there, you've got to track and have visibility of this information. But the employees do it for you. It's not something that gives you more work. It's a simple, easy way to outsource this to your employees to give you visibility that you must have to make educated decisions on how to grow your entire organization. Finest CEOs make decisions off of data that matters. And we've talked about that the last couple podcasts, but I want to make sure that that was translated into actual numbers to paint a different picture in your mind. You could either lose 2, 3, 4 million over the course of a decade per location, or if you have visibility of it and you train to it, you can gain 2, 3, 4 million per location over the course of a decade. And honestly, that's why our clients with New Patient Group do so well, is because of what we're talking about today. It's visibility and then training to fix it. That's what it's all about. And there's also EPIs for your digital presence as well. Whoever's doing your digital presence should know loss opportunity cost. You should be able to see how many visitors came to your website versus how many that actually converted. You should be able to test conversion pages. Maybe you have one website page set up one way and another website page set up another, and you're driving the same campaign, but you're splitting it between each. And then you see which page converts better. Now, a lot of that sounds like enormous work, but it's not. That's why you make your digital company do it for you. That's what should be done for you, okay? But when you add all this up, what it is equates to enormous loss or enormous growth. It just depends on the path you want to take, all right? Now, I want to give everybody an EPI course promo code today. Reps, you can use this out there, but individual practices obviously use it as well. Just type in episode 8. EPI, all right, episode 8 EPI. And the way you find this is just go to npguniversity.com and then select management courses. And then depending on the type doctor you are from there, just follow the steps, okay? Obviously, if you're an orthodontist, you're going to select the orthodontist EPI course. If you're a dentist, you're going to select the dentist one, so on and so forth, all right? Use that code. You're going to be able to get that EPI course for free. And we want you to then get the scoreboard. Obviously, that scoreboard is just $97 a month where our team builds it out. But important for you to have that visibility, again, of your organization. If you do so, you are going to grow and just have a more simple, fun business life is what I call it. All right. You eliminate headaches because you eliminate the why can't I grow? Well, now you know why you can't grow. Or if you are growing, now you know why or why you haven't grown 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 times that amount. All right. Love helping with this stuff. Serious passion of ours. And I appreciate everybody listening. Looking forward to a great upcoming episode next week. And appreciate you guys all tuning in. Hope you have a great week. We'll talk to everybody soon. Bye-bye.